की माता जी, कौमुद की माता जी।
हरे कृष्ण भार्गवी माता जी, दिस इज कोमल की दासी फ्रॉम बाल्टीमोर. प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस. और गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद और गुरु श्री गुरु महाराज. थैंक यू माता जी. हरे कृष्ण.
हरे कृष्ण कौमुद की माता जी, दंडवत प्रणाम. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. गुरु महाराज की जय. थैंक यू माता जी फॉर ज्वाइनिंग भक्ति सेना कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल.
हरे कृष्ण. थैंक यू माता
या
जी.
हरे कृष्णा माता जी,
हरे
वन
कृष्ण.
अनाउंसमेंट. वी हैव भगवत गीता श्लोक रिसाइटेशन फॉर अडल्ट्स ऑन गीता जयंती डे, एंड यू हैव टू साइन अप फॉर द व्हिच पार्ट ऑफ द चैप्टर यू आर गोइंग टू रिसाइट. सो वी हैव गिवन द लिंक एंड एवरीथिंग ऑन द चैट बॉक्स. सो प्लीज गो हेड एंड चूज यूअर श्लोकाज वॉट यू आर गोइंग टू रिसाइट एंड साइन अप फॉर दैट. सो थैंक यू सो मच. एंड ऑल द इंफॉर्मेशन इज ऑल्सो ऑन द ग्रुप. एंड सुखसागरी माता जी इज देयर टू हेल्प अस आउट. सो थैंक यू सो मच सुखसागरी माता जी. हरे कृष्ण. ओके भार्गवी माता जी गो अहेड.
हरे कृष्णा. थैंक यू सो मच माता जी फॉर द इनपुट्स. हरे कृष्णा. इज देयर एनीवन हु वुड लाइक टू इंट्रोड्यूस इन द कॉल?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavat Pranams, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and the assembled devotees. This is Revati from Atlanta, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Revati Mataji, Dhanavat Pranams, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai, Guru Maharaj ki Jai. Thank you, Mataji, for joining Bhakti Sangha conference call.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Mataji, we can start the class now. Prabhuji is ready.
Yes, yes. Hare Krishna. I welcome all of you once again. Thank you, everyone, for joining today's Bhakti Sangha conference session. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you, Shivaram Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. You are there on the call.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dandavas Pranam. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Guru Maharaj ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji, for joining this Bhakti Sangha conference call and giving your valuable association every now and then. Thank you, Prabhuji. You can take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Bhargavi Mataji, right? Okay. Thank you, Bhargavi Mataji. Thank you, all
yes,
the
ma'am.
Coordinators. And also, Shama Gauri Mataji. And all the devotees who are participating in today's session. So, I am grateful to all of you for listening to my katha. So, we'll have Jai Radha Madhav in the beginning for a short time. And then we start our lecture. We also have Rani Prabhu with us. He's a very expert mridanga player. So I'm grateful to Rani Prabhu for joining today's session. Jai Radha Jai Jai Radha Madhava Gopi Janamalla Giri Bhava Yashoda Nandana Jamuna Pila Jai Jai Radha Madhava Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radha 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 Vishnu Pad Paramhamsa Paramchakacharya Ashtokara Shatasimhi Sivanyasa Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Jaya Vishnu Pad Paramhamsa Paramchakacharya Ashtokara Shatasimhi Sivanyasa Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudi Guru Pandavi Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Karanta Radha Karanta Namostute Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Halite Vansha Kalputanu Nyasya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mridam Jana Tasmai Si Gurave Namah. Thank you all for joining and listening to my katha. So today we have very, 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 very sweet subject to discuss. Our topic is Krishna's morning pastimes in Vrindavan. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami writes that Krishna katha is an antidote for this Kali Yuga. Because Maya is so powerful. Every moment she can keep us busy in discussing and speaking and thinking about so many material things of this world. But we have to try our best, put our efforts to keep ourselves away from those subjects. So today we'll discuss pure Krishna Katha. Of course, we also discussed philosophy many times, but today I thought let us just dive deep into the ocean of Krishna Leela. So today we'll focus mainly on Krishna's morning pastimes. And our mission also, you know, movement is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna Consciousness means thinking about Krishna all the time. So when we read these Leelas, pastimes from the Acharya's books, our mind becomes completely purified. And most important is that just by hearing again and again about Krishna's Leela, Shrunvata Sokatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Hridayam Tosto Hi Abhadrani Hridunoti Srihasyatam. Whether we like it or we don't like it, whether we have interest or not, just go on hearing and listening this Katha, and one day what will happen? We'll become slowly become detached from these material pleasures and become attached to Krishna's Leela. And then we'll become fit candidate to enter into Goloka Vrindavan. So early in the morning, before even sunrise, Krishna is with all the gopis during the night time. Krishna has a beautiful pastimes with Sri Radha and the gopis in the kunjas on the bank of river Jamuna. Vrinda Devi makes a special arrangement. There are beautiful cottages made up of beautiful vines and creepers and flowers. And the fragrance is so much. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami writes, those kunjas are filled with fragrance of these wild flowers, fragrant flowers. And how much is the fragrance? The wind which is blowing and flowing in this on the bank of Jamuna, that wind cannot hold the fragrance. The quantity of fragrance is so much, the wind also cannot carry that fragrance. So beautiful. And then at the end of the night, now Krishna and Sri Radha, they have to become separated from each other. And it's already dawn. Sun is rising in the eastern horizon. And Vrinda Devi becomes very worried that although it's already sun risen, and Krishna is still with Sri Radha. So she requests Krishna, "My dear Krishna, my dear Lord, it is a time for you to go back to Krishna Nanda Bhavan. If you are not there in the Nanda Bhavan, what will happen?" Everyone will start searching for you. Where are you? Where are you? And where were you the whole night? So then Vrinda Devi gives this information to Krishna. But Krishna is not ready to now get up from his transcendental leelas. So then Vrinda Devi, she calls her trained parrots, peacocks, and all the birds. And she says, she orders them, "You please start singing the songs for the pleasure of this divine couple, Sri Radha and Krishna, so that they will come out of their transcendental leelas and perform their next leela of going to their places and starting other leelas." So it is mentioned, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami writes, all the parrots and cuckoos, they started singing so sweetly, so beautiful. And the peacocks started dancing. And while singing and dancing, the feathers of these birds, they stood erect. They were in so much of ecstasy while singing and dancing for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. They were in full joy, happiness. But Vrinda Devi sees that Krishna is still not ready to come out of the kunjas. And then Goswami writes, Vrinda Devi plays a trick. And what is that trick? She says, she tells a kakuti bird. Kakuti is a bird. And the bird immediately starts singing that Jatila, who is wearing a red sari, she has now come to the spot here. She's arrived here. And immediately, Krishna becomes transcendently afraid. And immediately, Sri Radha, Radha Mai, and Krishna, both of them get up from their divine kunjas. and then they start walking towards Nandaga and Javat. Someone may say, is it that Vrinda Devi is lying? She's speaking a lie? No! Because Jatila has come to this spot wearing a red sari means the sun is risen and sun has its effulgence, that red effulgence. So sun is like a Jatila who's putting a hindrance and disturbance in Krishna's Leela. So she is like, the sun is like a Jatila wearing a red sari. So in one sense, it is not a lie, but same time, Vrinda Devi wants to, she is so much always, you know, afraid that, you know, nothing should happen in Sri Radha's life. You know, there should not be any anxiety. If mother-in-law and sister-in-law and husband say they come to know that Sri Radha was not in the room all night. So therefore, she makes it a beautiful pastime. So then some other Krishna, he reaches to Nanda Bhavan and Sri Radha, she goes to Javat. And our acharyas, how beautiful is it, right? Sri Radha is always accompanied with all these gopis, sakis and manjaris. She is never alone. All the time, all these sakis and gopis and manjaris, they are there to serve Sri Radha. So when she is walking, Rati Manjari is walking in the front of Sri Radha and she wants to make sure that when Sri Radha from the banks of the Jamuna, when she is going to Javat, there should not be any trouble. nobody should come and face Sri Radha. So she is make sure that there is no one in the road. So then Sri Radha reaches Javat and Krishna, when he comes to Nanda Bhavan, he finds out it's already Madhumangal, Sridama, Sudama, and all these sakhas, they are present in the courtyard. They are waiting for Krishna. And Yashoda Mai and also Purnamasi, they are also waiting. They are looking at the bedroom of Krishna when he will come out of his room. And then Krishna says, hey, there is no straight road here. Krishna goes from the behind the door. Then from the behind that window, he jumps in. And he just lies on the bed. And with Yashoda Mai thinks that, you know, why Krishna is not yet woken up still? And Yashoda Mai and Purnamasi, they enter in the room of Krishna. And then just 1 minute before Krishna is lying down now on the bed. And when Yashoda Mai comes close to Krishna, Yashoda Mai is so loving and caring. Yashoda Mai puts her left hand on the bed of Krishna and presses, you know, puts her all weight on the left hand. And with her right hand, she cares the head of Krishna and massages Krishna's body. And then she speaks so sweetly. She says, my dear Krishna, I know whole day you are herding the cows, raising the cows, you are in the forest, you are so tired. I know I should not disturb you. You should take proper rest. But the problem is, Nanda Maharaj is gone to the Goshala, cow barn, for milking the cows, and he went alone. And if you don't join Nanda Maharaj, the cows will not be happy. So, therefore, beta, you please rise and join your father in milking the cows. So Krishna thinks in his heart, my mother is so loving. I should not disturb her. I should not put in her anxiety. So immediately, Krishna rises, gets up from his bed, and he sees Purnamasi, that pure-hearted Brahmani, she also entered his room. So Krishna, one of his beautiful qualities, Krishna is, he's always very respectful towards elderly people. So as soon as he sees Purnamasi, immediately he bows down, and he says, oh, Purnamasiji, I offer my obeisances to you, as he gives her blessings to him. And then by the time Madhumangal, Sridhamadha, they also enter Krishna's room. So Krishna, then he comes out with Yashoda Mai, Purnamasi and all the sakhas, and then he straight goes to the Goshala, cow barn, for milking the cows. Then Goswami writes, when Krishna is entering into the cow barn Goshala, it appears that, like, you know, full moon is entering into the Goshala along with all different planets. All his sakhas, they are like a different planets. And Krishna is like a full moon. They are all entering into the Goshala. So when Krishna touches the cows become so happy. They were just waiting whole night when Krishna will enter in the Goshala and he will start caressing us and milking the stuff. So they become so happy. And Goswami writes that Krishna is so expert. There were 10, 15, many other sakhas, they were milking the cows. And Krishna alone, he milked the cows. You know, he was expert than all other sakhas and friends. So Krishna, he personally milks at least 10, 15 cows. And then he tells all the sakhas, now you take care of the things. And then by the time when Krishna is milking the cow, Yashoda Mahi, now she is worried. Now she is thinking, yes, now I have to keep breakfast ready for Krishna's, you know, I have to cook everything and keep the breakfast ready. And then suddenly she remembers Durvasa Muni. She has given a blessings to Sri Radha that if Sri Radha cooks some prasad, bhoga, and whoever eats that bhoga, that person will never fall sick and he will get a long life. And suddenly Yashoda Mahi calls Kundalata, who is a sister-in-law of Krishna. She says, Kundalata, go at once to Javat and tell Jatila to send her daughter-in-law Sri Radha for cooking. So Kundalata goes to the Javat and there Jatila is now. First, Jatila says, no, she is busy, she cannot come. But then immediately Jatila remembers the instruction of Purnamasi. Purnamasi had given instruction that if you want a wealth, prosperity and good health of your son, you should always obey the instruction of Yashoda Mahi. He said, okay. And then Jatila says, hey Kundalata, I have full faith in you. My daughter-in-law can join you for cooking in Nandagaon, but please make sure that Krishna, he never comes close to my daughter-in-law. Kundalata says, okay, Jatilaji, don't worry. I'm there. I'll take care of that. So then, Goswamiji read that Sri Radha says, no, I have no interest of going to Nandagaon. Because she wants to show that she is not interested. But Jatila says, no, beta, please go. And then Sri Radha and Lalita Devi, Vishakha Devi, and all the Sakhis and Manjaris, they travel from Javat to Nandagaon for cooking the breakfast. Previously, I had sung this song, the Bhoga Arati, but because this is a part of this morning program, so I'll just briefly sing that song and little explain about the story, and then we'll go ahead. Bhaja, my voice is clear, na? Hare Krishna?
Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you know, when you are speaking, it's clear. But when singing song, it goes sometimes high, sometimes low, like that.
Oh, okay, thank you, Mother. Thank you. I'll try to do it better way. Bhaja. Bhakat vasala sigaura hare sigaura hare sohi gost bihari nanda jasho mati chit hare pila hole damodar vaise khona पेला बोले दामोदर वैसे होगा मंदिर बसे कर हो भजन नंदेर नीर से बसे गिरिवरधारे पल देव सहस बसे सारे सारे शुक्त शक्त दी भजे नलिन कुष्मंद
डाली डालना दुग्धा तुम बेटा दिए मोचा कर्पूर अमृत तेली रंबा की रसा अमृत रसल अम्लत्वदशा प्रकार
Krishna Devaraj Goswami writes, where does Sri Radha and all the gopis, where do they cook this breakfast cooking? At Pavan Sarovar Nandagao. The Jamuna's water was brought from Jamuna River. Previous night, Yashoda Mai brings full water pots and she keeps on the terrace of Nanda Bhavan so that all the moonlights fall into that water. She is so caring and loving. She wants to keep everything highest, topmost for Krishna. She wants to give everything. So even the water also she brings from Jamuna and keeps it in the sun, the moonlight. So that next day morning, Sri Radha and the gopis, they will use the same water for cooking. So it is mentioned that Sri Radha, she prepares 18 chulas, toes. And she cooks alone on the 18 chulas. And all the sakis and manjaris, they are assisting Sri Radha. And what are the items they have made? Shukta. Shukta means the bitter sabjis, like made up of karela or neem leaves. So bengan with neem leaves. So in the beginning, if you eat some shukta, like bitter sabjis, then it will increase the appetite. So through that, we'll get a nice appetite and you can eat more. So that is shukta. And shaka. Shaka means vegetable sabjis. It's 25 types of vegetable sabjis. And then dali dalna. Different types of vadas made up of different dals. And then amrut keli. This was Krishna's favorite. Amrut keli is kind of a sweet rice item preparation. And then laddus. Laddu rasabali. Heaps and mountains of laddus. Then it is mentioned that 12 types of pickle. Amrutara sala. Dwadasha amla pakara. Amla means pickle. So 12 types of pickles. And so many apple pie and then milk sweet preparations and curd preparations and so many preparations. The sakis are assisting and Sri Radha is preparing everything. And finally, when all the bhogas are ready, and then Yashoda Mai, and then of course, Dhanishta and Brinda Devi, these two gopis, along with the help of other gopis, they transport all the bhogas from Pavan Sarovar to Nandagao. So at Nandagao, everything is ready. So then Yashoda Mai calls one of the servant, and she says, okay, go. And call Krishna for breakfast. So this friend goes and comes after some time. And Yashoda Mai says, why Krishna didn't come for the breakfast? And he says that Krishna is busy in Goshala. And then Yashoda Mai says, what he is doing in Goshala? He says that Krishna is busy seeing bulls fighting. Krishna arranges two bulls fight. And then he enjoys everything. Then Yashoda Mai says, tell him to stop all this time pass. Come here, all the gopis, sakis, they have made such a nice breakfast feast for you. So Krishna comes. And then Nanda Maharaj sits on the Nanda Bhavan, on the big asana. Towards his left sits Baladev. Towards his right is Krishna. And then afterwards, all the sakas, they sit in one row. And then all the sakis and manjari, they start serving preparation. So while serving, Krishna is looking, who is this person who has prepared so many dishes? But then he says, Radhika Rapakana Vivida Vyanjana Parama Anande Krishna Karana Challe Palle Laddu Khaye बगल बजाए आर जय हरे बोला. So Sri Radha has prepared so many preparations. So Yashodamai says, Sri Radha, I can see all these varieties of dishes, but where is the rice? And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami writes in there. He says that Yashoda, Radha Rani, Sri Radha says that wait for a second. Then Sri Radha brings a thin cloth, very, very fine thin cloth. And she takes the high quality rice and puts in, binds that rice in a thin cloth and softly pushes into the hot boiling water. In that hot boiling water, she has added a kumkum, camphor, and then aguru. It is added in the water. The water is now boiling hot. And Sri Radha pushes that cloth in the hot boiling water. And within a matter of seconds, it becomes completely piping hot. And then Sri Radha adds a ghee on the top. And then she says, Deshodamai, now you serve Mr. Krishna. So special unique way of cooking rice. So then Krishna sees that beautiful hot rice with the ghee. He becomes very happy. And Sri Radha tells all the gopis, you please make sure that these piles of laddus, huge quantity of laddus, keep in front of Madhu Mangal. Because he's very much fond of eating laddus. So when Madhu Mangal sees so many laddus in front of him, Challe balle laddu khaye si Madhu Mangala, bagala bajaye aar dehi haribol. Madhu Mangal becomes so happy. And he starts, doing like this, bagala bajai. So, Madhu Mangal is happy, Krishna becomes so happy that my friend is happy. And then he says that, who is that main person who has prepared this bhoga? Mm-hmm. And our Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Radhika diga nehiri nayane rakhone. Radhika diga nehiri nayane rakhone. Trupta hoye khaye Krishna Yashoda bhavane. Radhika diga nehiri nayane rakhone. Wow, this is our mother Sri Radha. Although since morning she has prepared, worked so hard on the 18 stoves, but when the time came for taking the credit, she is always ready to give the credit to others. She never comes in the front, she's so shy. But then she is watching from the gap of the door whether Krishna liked these preparations. Naturally. So she's watching from the gap of these doors. And Krishna knows Sri Radha and all the main sakis and gopis, they're also behind this door. So Krishna, he looks at that the door and he gives a beautiful smile. And while giving the smile, he takes one preparation in his hand. That was cake floating on a condensed milk. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that. Cake floating on a condensed milk. Sri Radha has made this special preparation. Cake floating on a condensed milk. So Krishna takes that. He takes one bite. And he gives such a beautiful smile. And then he gives that signal. Yes, this preparation I like the most. And when Krishna does that, Siddhartha becomes so happy. Bhojanante priya Krishna suvasita mare. Hasta mukha prakhalaya hoye sari sare. Vishalaka se ke kuchhe jamar dulai. Lalita Gisaki Gana Abhase Shambhaye Mane Mane Sukhe Radha Krishna Bhuladaye Lalita Gisaki Gana Abhase Shambhaye. When Krishna completes his bhojan, his breakfast, he gets up from his place and then he washes his hands. And then Yashodamai
tells Dhanishta, please bring that plate, Krishna's plate. Dhanishta brings the plate, Krishna's Maha plate, and Yashoda Mai lovingly, she hands over that plate to Sri Radha. Says, it's for you. Sri Radha eats in the same plate. Ah, Ashura Thakur writes, Lalita di sakhi gana avashesha paaye mane mane sukhe radha krishna guna gaaye. And Lalita Devi, Vishakha Devi and all the sakhis, they eat the remnants of Radha and Krishna. In this way, while singing the glories and being grateful in their hearts, they eat the remnants, they honor the remnants of Radha and Krishna. So in this way, the breakfast lila is over. And now Yashoda Mai again becomes full of worry and anxiety, because this is the time now Krishna is going to the forest and whole day Yashoda Mai cannot see him. So everyone in Vrindavan town, Nandagaon, they have now come to the road to see of Krishna. All the cows, they are so happy. The Galbal, the friends are so happy that we'll whole day now will be with Krishna. So they were just waiting for this moment. When we'll leave this town and go to the forest? Yashoda Mai and the Maharaj, they sit on their knees. And then they look at Yashoda Mai, look at Krishna. And she asks Krishna, my dear Krishna, why do you have to go to the forest? We have so many servants. They can go and take care of the cows. Why do you have to go to the forest? Very logical question, right? But Krishna gives very beautiful answer to Yashoda Mai. He says, Yashoda Mai, who are we by caste? He said, we are Vaishyas. And Krishna says, so what is the duty of a Vaishya? The most prominent duty is to take care of the cows. And if I don't set an highest example, then people also in the, of course, he didn't say that in the Kali Yuga or in the future, people will quote my example. He just says, you know, I have to set an ideal example. I am the son of a king. So if I am taking care of the cows, then everyone will take care of the cows. Beautiful, right? Krishna, although he is the master, if he wants, he doesn't have any namam karmani limpanti, he has no responsibilities. But voluntarily he does that because he loves cows. Indirectly, Krishna wanted to give us this message, how much we should also take care of the cows and we should love the cows. Yashoda Mai had no arguments now. And then she says, beta, at least we are a chappal. So we have that famous example, you know, Krishna says, oh, my cows don't have shoes, therefore I will not use the shoes. Acharya Goswami gives another beautiful, very, very amazing analogy. Says, Krishna tells Yashoda Mai that Maya, please don't worry. See, how can I wear shoes in my feet? Because when I walk on the road, all my devotees, they have spread their heart on the road. All my hundreds and millions and billions of devotees, they have spread their heart on the road. So there is no question of these thorns and pebbles pricking to my lotus feet. But there are hearts of the devotees on the road. And how can I place my shoes on their heart? It's not good, right? Yashoda Mai starts crying. She said, hey, what kind of philosophy you speak? You are so sweet. So then Yashoda Mai starts crying. Goswamiji writes that her cloth complete becomes wet because of the tears and also the breast milk. So her sari and everything becomes complete wet. Now Krishna says that, how will I go to the forest? Then he becomes serious and then he tells Mother Yashoda, Maya, now you go back and start preparing for my lunch prasad. If you start crying now, then who will prepare the lunch prasad? So before I reach the forest, my lunch prasad should come there, okay? So now you go. And Yashodamai gets a target now. Okay. Then she goes. And then now Nanda Maharaj is there. How to pacify Nanda Maharaj? Krishna Goswami writes that Krishna just tells one thing to Nanda Maharaj. He says, yesterday my bat, cricket bat, it is broken. Now prepare at least 4 or 5 bats, okay? Cricket bat, clearly writes. Nanda Maharaj says, okay, but then he also goes. Now Nanda Maharaj Yashodamai, he got read from them. But here are the gopis now. Gopis are looking at Krishna. They are in so much of separation from Krishna. So Sri Radha faints. And then Sri Krishna, through his glances, he gives a message to all the gopis that don't worry. Very soon again, within just 1 or 2 hours, I'll join all of you. So then they get the message through a glance and they just leave. Now at this day, this is a Sunday, this day is a very special because there was one newly married gopi. She had just arrived previous night and she had heard about Krishna so much and Krishna's beauty. So this gopi, this newly married gopi, she had not seen Krishna before. But she came to know that every day early in the morning around 8 o'clock, Krishna leaves for the forest and she walks through this road. So today I'll get to see him. So when all the Brajavasis, they are on the road to see Krishna, so sister-in-law and mother-in-law, they all come to the road. But this newly married daughter-in-law, she also wanted to come and see Krishna. They said, no, you cannot come. Then she said, why? Why I can't see Krishna? Then they say, no, he is a black cobra. If he bites you, you will never be the normal. You will be never be the same normal personality. Therefore, you just stay in the room. Because she is a newly married, she cannot argue. So she just remains the house. But she keeps the door a little open so that she will get the darshan of Krishna from the distance. And then the door is open. Now, Krishna, although he is dealing with so many devotees, he's speaking to Nanda Maharaj, Yashodamai, he's giving glances to all the Brajavasis and the elderly gopas and elderly gopis and cows and calves, everyone is there. But always he's just thinking about this one newly, gopi who has arrived in Nindagao. Acharyaji writes, everyone has a hope. We cannot see that Krishna, he has to, he has so many things to do. Does Krishna know me? I'm such a small, insignificant person. Does he know me? Krishna knows everything. Although Krishna, everything was, so many things were happening in Vrindavan Dham, but he was constantly thinking about this one girl. How will I give my darshan to her? And then Krishna makes this arrangement that one calf, the calf is going ahead of Krishna. Krishna twists the calf's tail. Krishna gives a twist to the calf's tail. And the calf is trained in such a way that calf goes to exactly in front of the same door where that girl, newly married daughter-in-law, she is there inside the house. And nobody came to know how that Krishna, within a second, he reached in front of the door. And to her shock, see that girl, she sees that Krishna standing in front of her. And immediately Krishna starts playing upon his flute, stood in a threefold bending form and started playing upon his flute. And this gopi, innocent, so she loves Krishna so much. But what can she do now? She kept looking at Krishna. She started admiring and appreciating Krishna's beauty so much. She didn't even know Krishna took her heart. Krishna took her heart and went away to the forest. And this poor lady, this poor girl, just kept looking at Krishna. And by the time this mother-in-law, sister-in-law, they came back,
they saw this girl looking at the direction of Krishna. And they said, hey, what are you doing? They started shouting, but she was not in the external consciousness. Her heart is already gone with Krishna. Then they started shaking her physically. Come back to your normal consciousness, external consciousness. What can she do? Krishna has stole her heart. So the mother-in-law, she thinks that, okay, I have to engage her in some physical services and then she can come to her external consciousness. So then in the beginning, she says, okay, take this pot, butter pot, and this is a churning rod. Start churning this butter, this yogurt, so that you can come back to your external consciousness. So now she has a churning rod in her hands. So instead of taking this yogurt pot, she took a mustard seed pot and started churning mustard seeds. So she had to, churn butter, but she started churning mustard seeds. She created so much of sound, the whole everywhere only sound. So the mother-in-law came and she started chastising, what are you doing? I told you to churn yogurt and you are churning these mustard seeds. She said, okay. Then she wanted to give her higher service, more difficult. So then she gave a rope and also a bucket, water bucket to fetch water from the well. And she also handed one small baby in her arms. Now take care of this baby, go to the well, and fetch water from the well. This poor girl, she didn't know what's happening. But somehow, by Krishna's arrangement, she took the rope, she also took the baby in her arms, and took the water bucket, went to the well. Now, what happened? Now, she had to wrap the rope around the bucket. So, instead of wrapping the rope around the bucket, she started wrapping the rope around the waist of a child. And she was just about to throw the child into the well. All the elderly gopas, they started shouting, oh, stupid lady, do you want to kill this baby? They started shouting so loudly. Now this girl, she came to her external consciousness. And then she said, all the gopas, the Vriddha, elderly gopas, why are you shouting so loudly? What happened? And then they said, do you not know what happened? You are about to kill this baby. And then she understands everything. Oh my God. Last 1 hour I was only with Krishna. So Acharya writes, this is the most desirable situation. We become mad for Krishna. We have become mad for money, wealth, and sense gratification, and prestige and fame. But actually, we should be mad for Krishna Prema. Mere Mohan Tera Muskurana mere mohan tera muskurana bhul jaane ke kaabil nahi hai. The gopi, she saw Krishna's smiling face. And then when you see Krishna's smiling face, then we don't remember, we forget the whole world. Then we are no more attracted of the smile of this world. Whether it's whoever that beautiful or handsome, it doesn't matter. Mere mohan tera muskurana bhul jaane ke kaabil nahi hai. Mere mohan tera muskurana bhul jaane ke kaabil nahi hai.
चोट खाई है जो दिल पे मैंने वो दिखाने के काबिल नहीं है One of the kavi devotee writes, "He Murali Dhar, Chaliya Mohan, Kham bhi tumko dil de baithe." And the second line is very important. Gam pehle hi. गम पहले ही कुछ कम तो न थे एक और मुसीबत ले बैठे Now this gopi she loved Krishna so when we love Krishna all our material problems should be solved right गम पहले ही My life was so miserable, right? Kum pehle hi kuch kam to na the, ek aur musibat le baithe. Hey Krishna, I'm already with so much of anxiety, but after becoming your devotee, there are so many anxieties I added in my life. Now I can't even do my services properly, my household duties or anything. I have no attraction for worldly things. This is one more anxiety in my life now. Of course, this anxiety is good. So Krishna left, he went to the forest. And as soon as Krishna and all the cowherd boys, they are now away from the town, Nandagaon. They felt so happy. That there is no more burden and tension of elderly people. Otherwise, the children, they are at home. All the time, the parents and the grandparents, don't do this, don't do that. You know, all this time, instruction. But now, there is no one. We are free. So all the cowherd boys, they started jumping and dancing. And then, Vrinda Devi, she informs all the trees and plants and creepers and the whole forest. She said, now wake up, Krishna has come to the forest. Because when Krishna is in Nandagaon whole night, these trees and plants and also the wild beast animals, they are so much in separation from Krishna. They were just waiting for Krishna. And as soon as they get the information and the news from Vrinda Devi, they become so jubilant, so happy. Oh, they heard of, not cows, the deers. They come close to Krishna and they start looking at Krishna. And peacocks, they start dancing so sweetly. For their pleasure, Krishna plays his flute. And on the flute, he plays one raga. By playing that raga on the flute, All the mrudu mantha, cloud, mrudu mantha. All the clouds get collected. The cloud starts hovering in the sky, and when the clouds are there, the peacocks will think that it's a monsoon season. The rain is raining, and they become more jubilant. They start dancing more. So Krishna just to reciprocate with them. He plays that flute and brings all the clouds in the sky. And then when Krishna left Nandagaon, all the cows were with Krishna. But there were some calves, they were too young. They were not supposed to come to the forest. But seeing Krishna, they become so enthusiastic and so happy. We also want to join Krishna in the forest. We also enjoy that happiness in the forest. So, the cowherd boys, they were trying to stop these calves. But somehow or other, they escaped from these cowherd boys and they joined Krishna. But while walking with Krishna and all the cows, afterwards they came to know that we have become tired now. We cannot walk so because they had no habit of walking so much.
So then now they become tired. Ah, our acharyas, how they're right. Krishna is so loving. He's so loving. When he sees some calf or some calves have become tired of walking, Krishna goes close to them. Brings one calf, puts that calf on his arms or his legs, and he personally starts massaging the feet of a calf. And he speaks so sweetly. He says, I've become so tired, huh, walking in the forest. Just by Krishna's touch, the calf becomes so rejuvenated, completely blissful, and start jumping and walking. See, Krishna is such an amazing and loving personality. So then Krishna goes and touches all the trees, and he looks toward the deers, and he gives happiness to each and everyone in the forest. And then when he was walking towards the forest, he tells all the cowherd boys, now you please, all the cows and all of you, come to Manasi Ganga. So when they reach Manasi Ganga, the cows drink water. All the cowherd boys, they also drink water. They start swimming in the Manasi Ganga. And then afterwards, Krishna tells all the sakhas that me, Sridhama and Madhumangal, we want to see the beauty of this forest. So all the cows, Balram and all of you, you please go ahead. So the cows and Balram, they all go to the forest, deep into the forest. And Sridhama, Madhumangal and Krishna, they come to Kusum Sarovar. Now they are waiting for a messenger. Because through his glance, he had given a message to the gopis that I'll join you within hour or 2 hours in the forest. So now he's waiting for a message. So by the time when Krishna left from Nandagaon, Sri Radharani fainted, and all the sakis, they carried Sri Radha to Javat. And the outskirt of the Javat, Kundalata and all the gopis, they see Jatila. She is busy in making cow dung patties. She is doing cow dung patties. When she sees, oh, my daughter has come, and along with Kundalata. But Kundalata is so expert. Before going to Javar, she makes arrangement that Sri Radha is decorated, ornamented with so many pearls, diamonds, and then gold. All the ornaments are made of gold and diamonds. When Jatila sees that her daughter-in-law is decorated with so much of wealth, she becomes so happy. And then she tells Kundalata. She says, Kundalata, you are so nice. You took care of my daughter-in-law. And indirectly, she wanted to say that you have given so much of wealth to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kundalata knew that what Jatila wants. So then they went inside the house. And then now this time, Jatila has full faith in Kundalata. That she will take care of my daughter. My daughter-in-law is safe with Kundalata. So then Kundalata says to Jatila, today is Sunday. So Radharani must go to Sun God for worship of Sun God in the forest, in the temple. So she says, yes, 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 yes. By worshipping Sun God, I'll get wealth and I'll get so much of prosperity. Good, good, good. And please, Kundalata, make sure that you are always with my daughter-in-law. Okay? She said, yes, yes, you don't worry. So when Sri Radha enters the house, so beautiful, it's mentioned that all the sakis and manjaris, they're always with Krishna. They remove the divine chappal shoes of Sri Radha. And they start massaging the lotus feet of Sri Radha. And by the time Sri Radha also is ready now, she herself personally, Sri Radha makes a garland of champa flowers. She makes a garland of champa flower. And she hands over that champa flower to Kasturi and Tulasi. These two manjaris,
Kasturi and Tulasi. And then see, Sri Radha says to Kasturi and Tulasi, please take this garland, go to Kusum Sarovar and bring the message of my Lord to me. So Kasturi and Tulasi, they go to Kusum Sarovar. And Krishna had given instructions to Yashoda Mai that by the time I reach Vrindavan forest, my lunch should also come from there. So Yashoda Mai brings all the bhogas and for lunch prasad for Krishna. And she carries, she tells Dhanishta and Vrinda, these two gopis, Dhanishta and Vrinda, they carry this huge, you know, that prasad, potli, and they reach Kusum Sarovar. So when Krishna, Sridhama and Madhumangal, these three of them, they come to Kusum Sarovar from Nandagaon, Vrinda and Dhanishta, they come with a lunch prasad, and from Javat, Tulasi and Kasturi, they come with the garland. So all these four and three, seven of them, they had a beautiful meeting at Kusum Sarovar. And Krishna is just waiting. So Vrinda and Dhanishta, they bring the prasad. Krishna says, okay, fine. What is the message? Next message. And then immediately she sees that Kasturi and Tulasi is coming. By seeing Tulasi, Krishna becomes so happy because Krishna knows Tulasi is constantly, she's a gopi, she always 24 hours is with Krishna, Sri Radha. So she is there, that means she must have brought some message from Sri Radha. So then all of them are having meeting. By the time Shebhya, who is a personal maid servant of Chandravali, she also comes to Kusum Sarovar. But when she sees all these gopis, Radha's very close friends, intimate as maid servants, they are all with Krishna. What to do now? And then she reaches to Kusum Sarovar and she sees that, Tulasi, Kasturi, Vrinda, all these are okay. Then Vrinda asks the Shebhya, what are you doing here? Now she had to speak something, so she spoke a lie. Oh, my mistress Chandravali, she is doing a Kali Puja, some puja, she said. So I just wanted to invite Sri Radha and all of you for the puja. And then Tulsi says, no, my mistress Sri Radha is doing a Surya Puja. So okay, we have accepted the invitation. Now you go. So then she left. So then Krishna tells Tulasi and Kasturi that I'm going to Radha Kund and please bring Sri Radha to Radha Kund. So in this way, Krishna, Sudama, Madhumangal, they go to Radha Kund, and then here Tulasi and Kasturi come back to Javat, and now by the time Sri Radha is ready with all the gopis, and how Sri Radha leaves her house. Beautiful. In the front, Rati Manjari. Behind is Rupa Manjari. And towards the right and left side, there are two more Manjaris. And Sri Radha is carrying a lotus flower in her right hand. And with her left hand, she is holding a hand of Kundalata. Because whenever Sri Radha is in the presence of Jatila, her mother-in-law, she always keeps Jatila, Kundalata with her, because Jatila is having full faith with Kundalata. So she holds the hand of Kundalata with her left hand, with her right hand she carries the lotus flower. Sri Radha is so happy. She is going to meet Lord Krishna on the bank of Radha Kund. So at Radha Kund, now the afternoon pastime begins. So in the morning, Radha Krishna's meeting place, their Yoga Pita meeting place is Nandagaon, specifically Vrinda Kund. And afternoon Leelas happens at Radha Kund, and evening nighttime Leelas happen on the banks of Jamuna. Radha Govinda temple, Radha Madan Mohan temple, Abhamsi Vat, that bank of river Jamuna, that is in the night. So In this way, amazing that explanation of given in the Radha Kund, how Krishna and gopis, they perform such a beautiful leelas. Radha Kund will not go detail into that leelas. But Acharya is right. Although Krishna is with the gopis during the night time, and daytime he is supposed to be with the coward boys. Our acharyas are so amazing. Although Krishna is with the sakhas, but they always bring Krishna back to gopis. This is our acharya's mood. Krishna Kailas Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they said Krishna can never leave without Sri Radha, even for a moment. So although during the daytime, he's herding the cows, but somehow the Krishna finds some excuses to join all the gopis in Vrindavan, in the forest. So in this way, Krishna performs around 8 hours leela during the daytime with the gopis. And when it was just like, you know, some hours left for sunset, Krishna again goes back and joins his friends. And then that beautiful pastime of, you know, when Krishna is now about to leave forest and going to Nandagaon, he plays his flute. He sometimes climbs on the Ter Kadam, sometimes in different places, and Krishna plays his flute. And through his flute, he calls each and every cow by their name. See, our philosophy and our God is so personal. In other religion, they are afraid of giving the name of their God. They don't have a name for God. And here, Krishna has 900,000 cows, his personal cows, and his sakhas, they have another millions of cows. Krishna has a name for each and every cow. Krishna's buffalo horn, that also has a name, Mandaghosh, Nanda Mandaghosh, yeah. His buffalo horn has a name, his chakra has a name, his club has a name, his cows has a name. And he's so personal that through his sound vibration flute, he calls each and every cow by their name and tells them, now it's a time to go back to our place, our town, and the cow, so please gather here. And some of the cows, they do man lila. They want, again, more intentional, intense attention of Krishna. So they hide behind some trees or some kunjas. And then Krishna, he has a special way of counting his cows. He counts on his finger. Then he counts on his finger 9 lakh cows. And then immediately comes to know, oh, this Lali is missing. She's not here. And then Krishna, what a personality, you know? He goes personally to that place where this Lali, this cow is hiding herself. She wants that Krishna should come personally to take me from here to the main group. And then Krishna goes close to that cow, puts his hand around the neck of a cow. She says, and Krishna says, oh, why are you hiding here? It's time for going back to our place. Come. So then she starts crying because Krishna puts his hand around her neck. So then she also joins Krishna's party at cows. And then all they start walking. And it is in other place, in other scripture, another Acharya writes that they first come to Krishna Kunda. Krishna Kund is in Barsana. At Krishna Kund, all the cows, they drink water. And at that place, at Krishna Kund, Krishna separates all the cows. Because in the forest, all the cows, Krishna's 900,000 cows, and then his sakhas cows also are there. So at Krishna Kund, Krishna's 900,000 cows, they come in one group. And all the other sakhas, their cows, they also come in one group. And from there, they start walking separately when they enter in the cow. So they walk separately, and then they enter. So at that time, because all the Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, and everyone is waiting for Krishna, when Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, they go on the terrace of a palace, they're just waiting. When they see the dust of the cows, hooves is seen in the sky, in the clouds, when they see from the distance, wow, Krishna is coming. Everyone in the village, they come and gather at the road, and they want to see the beautiful darshan of Krishna. So now, at this place, Manapura Acharya writes, when a jiva completes his journey in the material world and goes back to the spiritual world, this is the time when the jiva meets Krishna first time. Just like in the case of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, what is his name? Gop Kumar, amazing story. Gop Kumar, first he went to heavenly planet, and Vishnudutas, they wanted to give him a tour of a heavenly planet. When he saw heavenly planet, kuch maza nahi. All the apsaras are dancing and gandharvas are singing, and everywhere he said, "Hey, this is not my place. I am not happy here. Please take me away from here. Take me out from this place." And then Vishnudutas, they show him Brahma's planet and then other planets, but he's not happy. So finally, Gopakumar was brought in Vaikuntha, where Narayana is surrounded with his friend, his servants, devotees. So for some time, Gopakumar felt, okay, this place is okay. But after spending 3-4 days in Vaikuntha, Kumar says, no. Although Vishnu is my master, is okay, but still I am not completely happy here. And then Vishnudutta says, right. We know who are you and where is your right place. When Gopakumar comes to Goloka Vrindavan entrance, it is evening time. Krishna is coming back from the pasturing grounds, and Krishna's whole body is covered with the dust of the cow's hooves. But even that, with the covered dust, Krishna is looking so beautiful. So Gopakumar, in his original form, he sees Krishna coming back from the pasture grounds. All the cows are running towards that particular place. All the sakas are going. And Krishna remains behind. And then Gopakumar comes, and Gopakumar embraces Krishna. So our Acharya is right. When a devotee becomes completely pure and enters in the spiritual world, his first meeting with Krishna, if that person is in a dasya mood, Krishna places his lotus feet on the head. And then if he is in a vatsalya ras, Krishna wipes out the tears of the devotees. If he is in a Dhuryaras, Krishna embraces the devotee, and then Krishna says, "I was waiting for you so long." Krishna remembers each and every soul. Krishna says, "Everyone, to all the souls, those who enter in the spiritual world, Krishna says, I was waiting for you so long." Of course, Krishna never embarrasses us. Why were you in the material world trying to enjoy this world? Krishna is very sensitive. Krishna never embarrasses us. But he shows his love. Please, now you have come back. Let us join our eternal home. Goloka Vrindavan. And all the sakhas. And then again, milking the cows and taking bath. Oh, ho! When Krishna comes back, Yashoda Mai wants to give bath to Krishna, but then Krishna gives so many excuses. That the beautiful song that we'll discuss in some other lectures. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hari Bol?
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, very, very beautiful.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the very beautiful class.
You want to sing song, Prabhuji, now?
Okay, I can want to sing song also.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji.
Fully covered with dust. So, Yashoda Mai, Sisi Beta, please take bath. I'll personally want to give you bath. But here, Krishna becomes a little embarrassed. Krishna says, Yashoda Mai, I become grown up now. I'm not your small baby. So, you please don't give me bath. Yashoda Mai says, hey, why are you speaking these things? You are still my baby. But he says, no, 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 I am grown up. Now you please, I won't take bath. Then, of course, Krishna has some other desires. Yashoda Mai says, beta, see, whenever you become hungry, who gives you food? I only give, right? That means you are still young. You are a kid. You are dependent on me. He says, no, no. Actually, previously, Krishna had asked for moon, because moon is once Krishna was a small baby and Krishna saw in the sky there was some kind of a round, white round object hanging in the sky, and Krishna says, oh Maya, what is that? Yashoda Mai says, beta, that is moon, Chandra. And Krishna says, what is moon? So Yashoda Mai thinks that my baby is so small, he doesn't understand what is moon, but he understands what the butter means. So he says, beta, that is butter, round butter. So Krishna says, okay, I want that butter right now. So Yashoda Mai cannot give that butter. It is a moon. So at this time, Yashoda Mai says, okay. I'll bring that butter for you. Please take care of, please take bath. But then Yashoda Mai gives so many, you know, this kind of arguments. But still, Krishna doesn't listen. So in this way, Krishna, he takes bath, and before even taking his dinner, he goes to, then he requests his mother Yashoda, can I go to Pavan Sarovar for taking bath? So then he goes to Pavan Sarovar for taking bath. By that time, all again, the gopis, they also come. And while milking the cows, Krishna, this is a very beautiful pastime in the evening, Krishna goes to the cow barn for milking the cows. He puts a water with a bucket of milk within these two legs, two knees, and he starts milking. And by that time, Sakis, they also come. They want to see Krishna, because Krishna is such a hero. His every activity is so special. The gopis want to observe everything. They want to see everything. So then gopis, Radha, they all also
they all enter into the goshala where Krishna is milking the cows. And Krishna, while milking the cows, some of the milk he directly now aims at the gopis and also Sri Radha. So in this way, Krishna gives happiness to the cows, he gives happiness to the cowherd boys, and he also gives happiness to the gopis. And all the milk is gathered in one place. It is mentioned that so much of milk, Krishna milks the cow, and the quantity is so much, a kund or a lake is filled with milk. So in Barsana, there is a Dohani Kund. Dohani Kund is when the milking of the cows is over and the milk is gathered and stored in one place. That is a Dohani Kund. So after milking the cows, then again Yashoda Mai keeps ready dinner. And then Krishna accepts that beauty, honors the dinner. And then Krishna pretends to go to sleep. He enters in his bedroom, locks his door with him. And immediately, he, from the behind the window, he is now escaped and again gone to the bank of river Jamuna to play his flute to be with the gopis. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Very, very beautiful class. You shared so many pastimes that too, along with so many Vaishnava songs. It was very nice hearing to this class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for this beautiful narration. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Koti koti dandavat pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Shri Dham Vrindavan Dham ji, Nanda Baba Yashoda Maiya. All the gopis, gwalas ki jai. All the manjaris ki jai. Shishi Manjari ki jai. How nicely you're narrating the pastime. Srimati Radharani is cooking prasadam, and that karela, and then neem, and all the bhajis, and the rice you explain so nicely, that one cotton thin cotton cloth, and Radharani is you sing that bhajan also, Kumkumadi and Kesara, and so nicely, Prabhuji, all the preparation are by Srimati Radharani as the blessing, and she cooks so nicely prasadam for Srimati Lord Krishna and Srimati and all the gwalas and Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya, and from Rawal they came, and so nicely, Prabhuji, you explained the pastime, and Vrinda, Shishi Vrinda Maharani and Sisi Tulsi Maharani, when came to send a lunch prasadam, then Lord Krishna understand that there is some message also came, and pastime by Surya Bhagwan is compared by the kutila and all the pihu and birds and peacocks, and all are not ordinary personality. Those who are performing the Leela, still it is going on, but our eyes are not that much purified, Prabhu. Koti koti, by your eyes, Prabhuji, we enter in Shidam Vrindavan Dham. Koti koti dangvat pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Thank you, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. And all the bhajans, Prabhuji, so nicely explained all the bhajan and sing by you. Hari Hari Gauranga, special mercy of Gopinath.
Is there any question or
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I don't have a question, but I just wanted to say thank you. Every time you come and give class for our group, it's always so sweet and it's always so uplifting. And your bhajans are always so beautiful. So thank you so very much for this class today. I needed it. I needed to hear something sweet.
Thank you. Thank you for your blessings, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Paul. Hare Krishna.
Please give your association regularly, Prabhuji. Koti koti dandavat pranam to your sincere Hare Krishna.
Hare
Thank
Krishna.
You,
yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I missed the point. Who is Kundalata?
Kundalata is sister-in-law of Krishna. Nanda Maharaj is elder brother, and his son's wife is Kundalata.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Thank you.
Hari Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, such a beautiful class. Whenever you come on the call, it's like a Krishna's music party for us. It's very, very nice.
Yes.
So much. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It gives so much happiness when you come on the call. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Should I end here, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Very nice. Thank amazing. Thank you. Thank nice you. Song, Prabhuji.
Pranam, pranam.
Thank you.
Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti, koti,
thank you. Yeah, Bhartavi Mataji, you go ahead.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Lalita Mataji and Deenabandhu Prabhu, you want to say something?
Thank you for your beautiful presence. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Yes, thank you so much, Prabhuji. I was so tired, but you woke me right up for the whole class. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji and Mataji. Let us pay our obeisances to all the Vaishnavas and Prabhuji. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhye evacha patitanam
bhavanabhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Shivaram Prabhuji ki jai.
Jai.
Bhagavatam
ki jai.
Ki jai.
Hare Krishna.